reading has helped. Consistent exercise has helped. I mean, I just ran an ultra marathon in May. I'm doing a 40-mile trail walk in a week and a half. I'm running the marathon in the fall. And it's all because I've been getting up earlier and I have more time and I'm more focused.
Yeah.
I mean, anyone can do it. I mean, you know, it's not magic, but you got to slowly, you can't wake up. Yeah. I've seen people get, you know, just try to jump into waking up at 4:30, right? You're going to hate yourself. You got to ease yourself into it. Small steps. And when you accomplish something in the morning, it's like, you know, making your bed, little things like that. It just stack little success after little success. You gain just a little bit more confidence. You know, we always talk about getting 1% better every day, Kaizen. Yep. It's just those little things, and you just get a little more confidence in yourself.
Before the first email, before the first phone call, before the first loan application even comes in, there's a choice. Do you start the day intentionally, or are you going to spend the rest of the day reacting? Today, on Lending Leadership with the Mortgage Pros, we're talking about why some of the most successful people we know have one thing in common. They win the morning, and as a result, they often win the day. Dave, Tom, good to see you guys. How are y'all?
Good to see you too, brother.
Yeah, guys. Yeah, this is one of your favorite topics, Dave.
It is. Yeah, it's certainly become one of my favorite topics over the last couple of years.
Yeah, you're super regimented in the morning, brother. And to be real, like, I have a high level of admiration to just your commitment and dedication to your morning routine, especially given that you're a nut job and have four kids. Like, to be able to be consistent with it it's not an easy task, and you do a really good job with it.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, the key for me, and this has developed over the last couple of years, is it's been refined. It wasn't always this way, but I've become a lot more organized and efficient as a result of it. Quite frankly, it's just getting up early and then getting ahead of my kids and my family and getting stuff done that I know I wouldn't get done otherwise if I didn't get up early. Because we have a meeting that starts at 8:15, the three of us every morning. Then we have a 9 o'clock pretty much every day except for Friday. And then we have a 10 o'clock most days as well too. So I'm the big believer that consistency always beats intensity in doing it day in and day out. My wife's out of town for a week and a half in Alaska and left me with my children for 11, 12 days. So today was not a good morning. I woke up a little bit later and it's thrown off my entire day, as evidenced by me being late for 10 minutes for the podcast.
Which turns into us starting 30 minutes late because it takes you 20 minutes to get your setup ready. But that's a different topic. That's a different topic.
Those are technical difficulties that we have every week.
I feel like to have a successful, you know, consistent morning routine, you have to have a successful, consistent nighttime routine. Like, how you go to bed and when you go to bed has a pretty big impact on how and when you wake up and the ability to be effective, because you can't dismiss the fact that we need sleep, you know?
Absolutely.
Some people just say, oh, I want to start waking up early. Well, it means you need to start to go to bed early, and you need to start to adjust a lot of things to be able to really do that consistently, or you're lagging from behind, and that can create a whole nother problem.
Yeah. Yeah, your morning routine starts with your evening routine. I mean, I try to get to bed no later than 10 p.m. That's always my goal. Sometimes if I'm exhausted, right, I go to bed at 9:30. And when you're waking up at 5 a.m. consistently every day, 5 days a week, and then it kind of, you know, bleeds into the weekend. Once you get on that routine, it's kind of hard to sleep in. So, yeah, I go to bed at 10 a.m. I'm tired by 9:30. I go to bed at 10. So I need about 6.5, 7 hours of sleep. 7 hours is the goal, but I usually get 6.5 and I'm well rested. I'm kind of become a nerd. I got an Apple Watch over Christmas, and I track my sleep every night as well too. So I don't know how accurate those things are, but they're accurate enough.
I love that you think you're just becoming a nerd. You know, one thing that I find so interesting about this morning routine, and, you know, you guys talking about the night leads into the morning, and I completely agree. I admittedly, I have a morning routine. It's not as disciplined as yours, Dave, and it's, You know, that that probably starts with the nights being off track for me some. But the one thing that I found so interesting about this topic is it's just an extension of everything else that we talk about that is required to be successful in our business, right? It's discipline, it's consistency, it's having a plan on how you're going to go about something and achieve it. It's not happenstance, it's not luck, it's not just, oh, meandering around. And we see this, like we see this core set of values play itself out over and over and over in every aspect of our business for those that are really successful. And I think this is just an extension of that. So I want to challenge myself, and I'm going to ask you guys to hold me accountable to having a better.
Oh, we will.
Here we go.
This is on record. Don't edit this.
We have a separate text thread before 6:30 a.m. typically, and then we move over to the normal thread. Listen, we're happy to include you on it, Robert.
Listen, since the kids have started driving, like my routine during school, I was up at 6:30 and I drove them to school. So I had more of a routine. But now since they've started driving and we're in summer now, like forget it. A lot of guilty admission, a lot of our 8:15 calls, like I'm rolling out of bed at like 7:45 and, you know, grabbing a quick shower, brushing my teeth and like being ready for that 8:15 call. So I need to be better. And I know a lot of mine starts at night. I'm a night owl, right? Like I was up until 12 last night. Tonight, there's a basketball game on. I'm going to watch it. I'm going to be up. We're going to go hang out with some friends. Life tends to get in the way of some of my like really being able to be structured.
That's my thing too. And what I've done is I've just given myself grace. I can't be a like, and recently things I had to readjust and I'm now trying to adjust again. I was steady like 5:45 now, and that was when we started doing a call at 9 a.m. in the morning. Now we shift a call and we start our mornings talking at 8:15 a.m. And that was like 2-3 weeks ago. Like I'm still getting adjusted to that. I give myself a little bit of grace because there's some things that throw me off. Yes, a late game, kids school, some mornings I have Austin travel, you know, 3 times a week. I'm not, you know, yep. three times a month. I'm not waking up in my bed for a day or two or three in the week. And, you know, and that really throws you off. So I learned to kind of give myself a little bit of grace. And I try to look at my morning routine, like my get up early morning routine, kind of like my workout routine. Cause when I do get up early, I always get the workout in. So I try to do that, you know, 4 days a week, and then try to have some other type of routine when it's not going to be the normal 5 a.m. I try to have some routine around it and give myself a little bit of grace, but I would love to get there to the 5 a.m. club every day and have, you know, a lot of productivity done by 8 a.m. I'm pretty decent about it.
5 a.m. seems a little
sometimes you got to make sacrifices to get it done, right? Like mm-hmm. instead, you know, you're out with friends watching the Knicks game tonight. Instead of being out till 10:30, you peace out at halftime. I mean, it's stuff like that you have to do. It's boring. You're not going to win any medals. No one's going to say, look at Robert. It's just how you show up in the morning kind of sets the entire day. Like, Lindsay, my wife, went away on last Thursday, and I got up with her at 4:30, right? Got up at 4:30, got an extra half an hour, 45 minutes. The rest of my day was awesome. I got so much accomplished. And I don't have some crazy morning routine where I'm meditating or standing on my head or journaling. Like, I have a pretty strict thing that I do every single day, including the weekends. It's not that hard. It's not that impressive. But it gets it done for me.
What is that, Dave? What does it look like? Like, what's the morning routine look like, and how has it evolved throughout your career? Like, what, you know, what steps have you taken to kind of bring it along?
Yeah. I mean, it started with just going to bed earlier and waking up earlier. Right. It used to be shit. I really didn't have one. I'd wake up scrambling every day. Right. I'd get right on my phone, check emails. And then I'd be in someone else's world, right? Someone else would own my morning. People hear that and it sounds hokey, but it's true. So when I get up, my alarm goes off at 5:10 a.m. I get up right away. I very rarely hit snooze. I chug what's that?
I'm a snoozer, bro.
Yeah. I never snooze. Here's the deal with snooze sleep, right? It's garbage sleep.
It's so garbage.
You fall asleep for like 5 minutes. And you're up again. You're not getting real sleep.
You're torturing yourself, like literally torturing yourself.
It feels so good.
It feels good, right? It doesn't help you. So you know, some hokiness that I do. The first thing I do is I drink like half a liter of lemon water that I put in the fridge overnight, no ice, like a quarter lemon. And I chug that as soon as I get up. And then I have these series of, I don't know, I call poor man's Tai Chi. It wakes up my body, wakes up my mind. That's anywhere from 10 to 15 minutes. It's all on Facebook, but the one guy I followed initially, easy to remember, Michael Holland. In fact, our partner John in New Jersey knows him. But I watched that. It's a series of 7 to 12 moves, squats, push-ups, golf swings, some more kind of mellow stuff. But it wakes me up mentally and physically. And then while I do that, I brew mushroom coffee, which sounds hokey too, but it helps with your digestion. Hold on. Hear me out. Helps with your digestion, and it doesn't give you that caffeine spike right out of the glove. But then I drink 2 regular cups of coffee too, but I drink that first. And then I try to read for a half an hour and 40 or the 45 minutes before I even look at my email or my text messages. And I'm reading almost, I'll read 3 books a month this year, read or listen to 3 books a month. So I'm getting before 6 a.m., 6:15 a.m., before I even, you know, open up my laptop or look at my phone, I've already, you know, read for 45 minutes to an hour, did a really soft workout to get my body moving, and I'm dialed in. And then I usually hit email for 45 minutes, and by 7 a.m., I'm either running, hiking, doing yoga in the gym, lifting, and then I pop in the sauna probably 5 or 6 days a week. And that's all before 8:15 a.m. And if I'm really dialed in, I'm showered and shaved before 8:15 call.
That almost never happens, by the way. Mm-hmm. Just so
yeah,
fair. Sure. We moved from 9 a.m. to 8:15. That kind of screwed me up a little. Yeah. The extra 45 minutes, it means a lot.
We were at a conference day where they talked about the morning water, and I changed it immediately. I left that conference because I used to wake up and drink 2 cups of coffee before I thought a whole lot. Like, I literally needed coffee to even – the first cup was like I'm half asleep, and then the second cup I'm starting to move, right? And then I realized, like, I would be dehydrated in the morning. You know, I didn't realize until I had this epiphany here in a talk. And I do 16 ounces of water is the first thing I do. I wake up, I grab – ice cold in my fridge water that's just, you know, cold and just down, and just it changed the way my morning starts, because then I still have my coffee, but I'm not working from a negative from caffeine and dehydrated, and it's been a big impact. I think water is one of the things that, just forget morning routine, just routines, like water, drinking water is one of the things that's easiest to control, that has one of the biggest impacts on everything we do, every way you feel.
Well, if you think about the morning, right, and you've slept for 6 to 8 hours, you've not drank a drop of water, so you're dehydrated. I might be the most well hydrated person you guys know. I chug water all day, but yeah, I mean, little simple things like that, right? Just waking up and drinking water and moving a little bit, and holding off on your first cup of coffee for maybe half an hour, 20 minutes as your body wakes up, because your body's naturally going to wake up, right? Mm-hmm. You know, and just moving back your wake up time 15 minutes a week, going to bed 15 minutes early, and getting a new circadian rhythm going. I mean, there's a zillion podcasts and books on it. A great one I like is the 5 a.m. Club. That's good. And wow, what's the one I just handed out at the sales rally? Morning Miracle. Wow, I forgot that. So yeah. Morning Miracle is a great one. We handed out to all the LOs. And I was surprised. A lot of our loan officers really took a lot from my talk at our sales rally. And we have some that have really dialed in morning routine. Some of our most successful executives and loan officers have a very disciplined morning routine that they follow every day, and they get a lot done before the day starts at 8 or 9 a.m.
Let's talk some simple ways, Dave, because it's not like you have a pretty dialed in routine, right? You know, on time, the time you get up, the how you're reading, and you know what exactly you're getting done, but it doesn't like start like that, right? So let's say you're Robert. Let's coach Robert here. He's waking up at you know, 30 minutes before the day starts. What do you think are some of the simple what's things step in one? The morning? What's step one?
What's step one?
Step one, back up your bedtime from midnight to 11 p.m., right? And then get up at 6:30. That's step one. You got to get your wife on board with that too, right? Especially if you have a TV in your room. Step one is probably getting the TV out of your room. I've never had a TV in my room, nor will I ever have a TV in my room.
I like a TV in a room.
Yeah. See, but so Lace falls asleep 9:30, 10 o'clock. She's out. And the kids go to bed, you know, 10:30, they're up in their room. So that, like, I don't control the TV in my house. I'm a weak man. So that 10 to midnight, that's the only window I got. Like, that's my time. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I watch the same TV show as my wife. We generally watch the same show. I don't vary from that.
I literally I avoid getting into shows because I know it's going to mess with me staying up late, because that's really the only time I can. I'm not waking up in the morning and watching a show.
Yeah.
And now I got sucked into a new show, your Friends and Neighbors, and I'm probably going to stay up late every night this week trying to get through the second season.
Yeah, again, I just make sure if I'm up past 10 on a school night, I feel like I'm doing something wrong, because I know I got to get up at 5 and I think, shit, I'm going to be tired. Like, I lost track of time last night, put the kids to bed late. I didn't go to bed till 10:45, and I've been riding the struggle bus all day. I can feel it, right? I didn't get as much done. You know, I had, you know, a half effort workout. I'm lying to myself and I'm going to go home and work out today, which will never happen. So, you know, if you come home exhausted at the end of the day, you know you're not going to work out. You got to get it done in the morning, right? And that's one of my non-negotiables. Is I exercise 7 days a week. Even if it's something like a 20-minute or half an hour hike, 7 days a week, every week. I can't tell you the last time I missed a workout. Probably at a conference we were at, but even then I usually run in the morning. I force myself to do it.
Do you guys ever feel like you hit like a midday wall? Like you're just like, man, 2-3 o'clock, like you're, whether it's
every day.
Yeah. What do you do to overcome that?
I do 10-15 minutes of movement where I walk around my building.
Yeah, I've been doing more of that. Because you can't lay down, just makes it a little bit worse.
So Dave, what do you think the mental impact of all of this is? I mean, we know mortgage is a mindset business. You know, you got to have, we've talked about this in the past, like you got to have the right mindset. You got to be able to handle the stress and the uncertainty and all the ups and downs, side to side roller coaster. So how do you think that this morning routine that you have, how does that play into the mental stability to deal with this business?
I mean, honestly, I've become probably 50% less stressed. I'm more resilient during the day. And I truly, truly mean that. Stuff does not bother me like it used to. Deal goes sideways, I get yelled at by a customer or a realtor partner, a mistake is made, I'm more resilient and I'm able to kind of rise above it.
That's doing what level of production?
I mean, I'll probably close, if we get refis or not, I'll be close to 90 million this year. If we get refis, I'll be over 100 million.
Yeah. And do you think that, like, you attribute most of that to the implementation of the morning routine, or do you think it's because you're just getting older and mellowing out because you're old?
probably a little column from A, little column B, probably a little both. And I did get your backhanded swipe there, so all good. but I mean, definitely it has helped. Reading this helped. Consistent exercise has helped. I mean, I just ran an ultra marathon in May. I'm doing a 40-mile trail walk in a week and a half. I'm running the marathon in the fall. And it's all because I've been getting up earlier and I have more time and I'm more focused.
Yeah.
I remember anyone can do it. I mean, you know, it's not magic, but you got to slowly, you can't wake up. Yeah. I've seen people get, you know, just try to jump into waking up at 4:30, right? You're going to hate yourself. You got to ease yourself into it. Small steps. And when you accomplish something in the morning, it's like, you know, making your bed, little things like that. It just stack little success after little success, you gain just a little bit more confidence. You know, we always talk about getting 1% better every day, Kaizen. Yep. It's just those little things, and you just get a little more confidence in yourself.
And it just compounds, right? And it really is. I think that's maybe why I haven't been as successful, right? Because I say, okay, I'm going to get up at 5:30 and I'm going to go to the gym and I'm going to do this. And I'm trying to do everything at once. And then I don't do any of it. So I think the baby steps and just building the consistency with the discipline so it compounds on itself is probably where the win comes in, right?
And I would say going to the gym for someone who's not been to the gym for a while is a tall task. Especially like, all right, I'm going to get up at 5 a.m. I'm going to go to the gym 4 days a week. You know, I'm going to read 20 pages a day. That's too much. Start off by just reading 5 pages a day, getting up a little bit earlier, and walking for 20 minutes, half an hour. That walking is the most underrated exercise. And then once you kick it up, we'll get you a rucksack, Robert, or a weighted vest. And slowly but surely.
Listen, we've had this discussion. Like, I can ruck with the best of them, even fat and out of shape. So... It's technique, brother. You know, one of the things I think that, you know, maybe even goes a little under the radar with this topic and that you don't realize is the impact that you have, the example that you're setting and the modeling that you're doing with the people that are watching who you may not even know are watching, right? But it does, I think, put you, like, I feel like it makes you a better leader than I am, frankly, because you have the morning routine and it's something that I don't have. How important do you think it is for leaders to model this behavior? You know, what habits do you hope maybe those watching you pick up and you are passing along? Like, do you ever think about that?
I mean, a little bit with my kids, right? You know, but as a leader for the company, we always want to lead from the front. And when our teammates see us doing the right thing day in, day out, they see the consistency and they say, wow, how the hell does Dave help lead the company do this high level of production? And then I kind of pull the curtain back on a little bit on my morning routine. They got to think, hey, this works a little bit, right? There's something there that Dave's doing that I'm not doing. And then with my kids, like they see me reading every day, they kind of roll their eyes a little bit. They see my wife and I working out every day. I mean, my wife's in our home gym at 6 a.m. every single day. So yeah, I mean, it definitely has an impact. And like I said, at our sales rally, I was humbled and surprised the feedback that I got from people or feedback I got from some of our coaches, how it affected them. So, you know, it definitely has an impact. And I think this has become popular, like in social media, right?
Yeah. It's the end thing.
It's the end thing, right? Partly because it works.
It works.
Right? Yeah. That's why it's the end thing.
I do remember back when I would be super busy, there'd be times when I'd get just buried and super busy and I would go in the office at 5 and, you know, work to put files together and have it ready. And that 3 hours that I had, that 5 to 8 window, I got more done than I would get done in 2 days of, you know, between a 9 to 5. It's so, because no one's bothering you. You're not distracted. You're not, the phone's not ringing. There's not an email that you have to answer. So I do think that, you know, there's a lot of power in that in terms of effectiveness.
And that's one of the things that I am focused on my morning routine is more personal development because I'm not looking at email till 6:15 or 6:30 a.m. Mm-hmm. Right. So from like 5-ish to that time, it's all me. Now, granted, you know, by 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock, I've already worked for an hour and a half. During that time, besides clearing urgent emails that I didn't get to yesterday or stuff that comes overnight, I try to have one kind of focused, deep thinking project that I need to do that I won't be interrupted on. Because that's the time when no one's tugging at us and no one's bothering us.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It's become cliche because I think it works.
All right, I've set the challenge. I'm gonna start moving the needle a little bit. We'll see how it goes.
We will
what
see.
What time do you want to start texting you in the morning to check on you?
I mean, let's start at like, I don't know, maybe 7 right now.
Okay, we'll start at 7.
Listen, you said start small and work from there. I have no intentions of getting to a 5:30. Like a 6 is probably good for me.
So. Okay. I like it. I like
as we round to wrap up, guys, our producer Rachel's given a question that we're going to each answer, and it can be, you know, whatever the answer is, it can be off topic, but I think this is a cool question, a good takeaway. So we're each going to finish this sentence. The best investment I've ever made in myself was, what was it? I'll tell you mine. The best investment I ever made in myself was professional coaching.
I was going to say the same exact thing, because it's
that's professional why I went coaching. First.
Yeah, I mean, I'll put a different one out there. Mine is coaching, because it changed my life and changed my business. Number two would probably be reading on a consistent basis, because I'm just downloading so much knowledge to my brain, and it's changed my way of thinking on a lot of stuff.
Yeah. I mean, I have to say coaching, because I think it also started just mentality of wanting to be the best I could be in things that led to, you know, the way you live your lifestyle, the way you eat and sleep and all those types of things. So I would definitely say coaching, but I think we have to continue to invest in ourselves differently, you know, constantly.
I mean, we're all the three of us, I would humbly say we're high performers, right? And all of us are still coached, right? We're still coached on a regular basis. We're still learning. We're humble enough to know that we don't have all the answers, you know? And I think that's so important to, you know, all the highest performers are still coached. All of them.
No doubt.
Yeah.
All right, gents, great conversation. I've enjoyed it as always. Thank you guys, everyone, for turning in and tuning in and to this episode of Lending Leadership with the Mortgage Pros. Hey, listen, go ahead and leave us that 5-star review, hit the like and subscribe button so you can get all the episodes to whatever platform you're listening to us on. Remember, the best leaders aren't always the smartest people in the room. They're often the most disciplined. Hope you guys got a good takeaway. See you next time.